Well then, good night, Your Majesty. Kate, have them sent to me. Yes, of course, Your Majesty. Well then, good night. Am I doing the right thing? Truly, what is the right thing? Enter. You can hardly be intruding when I asked you here. Come in. You're letting in a draft. I suppose I should apologize. These are unsightly hours after all. But it's not as if it's the first time I've called you out in the dark, is it? You remember. Back when we were younger, I had just become queen. And I struggled with coming to terms with it. What it meant. What it would ask of me. And I would call you out like this, and I would make you sit with me. Do you know, I had no idea what I wanted to say to you. Back then, I imagine it was your company I wanted. Something familiar. Something that hadn't changed. Funny, isn't it? How we are as children. We think of our adult selves as so far away. So grown up. So sure. So different from how we are as children. The truth is, maybe the queen is different from the princess. But when I am alone and unsure, and with you, I am that little girl, sat on her father's throne, wondering how on earth I had got there. You are too kind. I can only hope that I have done what I can, being queen. I would like to believe that. I have tried, and I will continue to try. But there are parts of me that I fear will never fully mend to being queen. Like this, for example. Choosing a suitor from a compiled list. had a matchmaker compile it. I guess speaking to my war council about it is just far too depressing. And I do forgive myself for this, but what on earth do 60-year-old men know about a woman's heart? More to the point, what do I know about it? What do I know of what a woman wants? I've never really been a woman, have I? A princess? A queen? A leader? Many things, but not a woman. Not just a woman. Perhaps biologically fulfilling our destiny is all we can hope for. After all, my father said that my mother went smiling to the birthing bed. Even when she knew it would take her, she smiled and said, "It is meant to be. I must die so that she may live. She is my destiny, as her child will be hers." I didn't really understand it when I was growing up. I didn't really understand what the mother I had never met was saying to me. Perhaps I do not fully understand it now. Perhaps that is why I am not inclined to agree with her. Is that wicked of me? Am I a wicked woman? You don't have to look so serious. Perhaps, in order to be a good queen, one has to be a little wicked. A question for the philosophers. Sometimes I wonder, what must they think of me? A queen, no heir, the last of her line, and already on the wrong side of young. It is exactly their place to judge me. They are my people. They should judge me, for I have been chosen to be judged. Are you getting upset for me, my friend? You've always been the same, ever since we were children. Do you remember when that little prince came? And he pushed me into a puddle, and he stepped on me, and said, "No girl can ever be a queen. She needs a king." And you lunged over, and you pushed his face into the same puddle, and stood on him, and said, "No coward can ever be a king." Yes, it was rather inappropriate. How many floggings did you receive for that? And was it worth it? Was pushing that little snot-nosed brat worth the scars on your back? I thought so. You've always been the same. Never afraid. Never doubting. Never judging. Out of everyone, you have never judged me. Even when you had cause to. You probably do the furthest thing from judge me. You are probably far too kind. I am sure there is such a thing, my friend. Your face tells me that. Look at you. Look what your bravery and your faith has cost. Were they worth it? Those abrasions and bruises and cuts. Were they worth it? Was I worth it? I confess, it felt good. Growing up, it felt good. It felt good to have you there, with me. It felt good. It feels good. Every mark on your body is there because of me, isn't it? I may not have branded a sword, or bruised you with my fist, or burnt you with my fire. But it was me, wasn't it? It was because I am your queen that your body has suffered the way it has. Don't turn away from me. Look at me. Look at me. Are you afraid? Maybe you are. Maybe. For the first time in your life, you feel fear. You feel uncertain. You feel bare and vulnerable. Strange, isn't it? The person you're protecting being your fear. You are afraid. You're afraid I'll be repulsed. You're afraid that you are simply my protector, my weapon, my shield. I'm afraid that when you leave your post, and you go about being your own person, and you are free from me, that I vanish from your thoughts entirely. That I am a job. A queen. A duty to you. I do not want that. I want so much more. I want everything. Anything you are willing to give me. I close my eyes at night, and I think of this face. The face that more than anything. Kiss me. No, don't. Don't turn away from me. If I have mistaken your affections, then I am sorry. But if I have not, and this is fear, then be afraid. I'm frightened too. I'm frightened, but I want to be frightened with you. I want to be excited and exhilarated and thrilled that I did this. Not as queen and not as ruler, but for me. If there is any trace of woman in me, wicked or otherwise, I want. Have me.